Welcome to SearchScotland.org, podcast 15 February 2013, a visit to the National Museum of Flight in Scotland, and an interview with Steve McLean, General Manager of the National Museum of Flight. The National Museum of Flight is in the East Fortune Airfield, East Lothian, just outside of Edinburgh. Before we begin, please visit our site at SearchScotland.org for more blogs and places to visit in Scotland. We have also added some social media channels like Instagram and Tumblr, as well as Pinterest. Look for us under Search Scotland or find us on Twitter at Search Scotland. If you wish to be mentioned in this podcast or blog as a tourism provider in the area, please contact us for advertising options. For more information on the National Museum of Scotland, please visit nms.ac.uk and nms.ac.uk/flight for the National Museum of Flight section. Our modern world has become very small. The ease, affordability and comfort in which we can now travel to distant and previously inaccessible places is something we take for granted on a daily basis. Flight and our ability to master it has completely changed the world we live in. At the National Museum of Flight, you can be transported back into a romantic time where flight was more dangerous, raw, basic and novel. Being so close to the truly remarkable and important developments in flight is an eye-opener. The setup at the National Flight Museum of Scotland is one where you are put into a historic airbase viewing planes both military and civilian up close and personal in an authentic setting. Most of the exhibits can be touched and you can get into the cockpit of quite a few. We visited the National Museum of Flight on the 15th of February with the whole family as we usually do. This has been by far my favourite outing in Scotland. The subject matter? Aeroplanes is a very exciting topic and setup, layout and quality of the exhibit is brilliant. It is perfect for young, old, families, male, female, airplane nerds, you name it. Regardless if you are interested in aeroplanes, this is a great day out. We have an interview with Steve McLean, the General Manager of the National Museum of Flight, who was kind enough to give us his time. We are standing in the cabin of the Concorde. We couldn't think of a better place to do the interview. Please enjoy. The first question to Steve is, can you tell us briefly why the museum was started and what someone can expect from a visit here?
Okay, well, the National Museum of Flight first opened to the public in 1975, but its origin as part of East Fortune Airfield goes back to the First World War. So this is actually a First World War and a Second World War site. Originally in the First World War it was an airship site, and in the Second World War it was mostly a training site for various aircraft. In 1971 the Ministry of Defence donated a Supermarine Spitfire to the Royal Museum in Edinburgh, but they didn't have any place to store it there, and they got permission from the Ministry to store the aircraft out here in one of the hangars at the East Fortune Airfield. And that really was the kind of seed that started the development of the museum. So more and more aircraft were moved out to the hangar, and eventually the site was turned into a museum.
So it was like a natural progression, wasn't it?
Yes, basically.
Designated for.
And there are four hangars here. We now occupy all the hangars plus all what is effectively the Second World War II technical site.